North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Friday, April 10, 2020.
Filing for unemployment in Massachusetts has been problematic for some, but Governor Charlie Baker says his administration is on it.
I want you to know that the administration is working this one hard, and we continue to expand our capacity and develop new resources to help people who are filing applications. We're glad the online system that we have has been able to withstand the new volume without crashing. That hasn't been the case in many other states. And that's thanks in large part to the work we did to migrate the system to the cloud a few years ago. But the sheer volume of this new influx means we have to do more, and we know that. The Department of Unemployment Assistance has been working nonstop. And as of today, DUA is paying unemployment compensation to over 250,000 Massachusetts claimants. But given the historic volume of new claims, we know that a large number of people are still working through the application process, which often requires, in some cases, a personal connection from DUA's customer service staff. And we recognize that that is frustrating for people, and in many cases, small mistakes on those applications can prevent a claim from getting processed right away. In a situation where people need to access unemployment benefits quickly, it's crucial that we do what we can to help resolve those issues.
The governor also said that a decision about school beyond May 4 is still some time away, that there are concerns about going back to school, but there are concerns for staying out of school.
We're obviously talking to Commissioner Riley at DESE and to Jim Pizer at Education, as well as to many of the folks at the local level, superintendents and others, about the rest of the school year. I've said many times, I think our position on a lot of these issues is we'll make a decision on them when we think we need to. At this point in time, I think we are, we would be concerned about writing off the rest of the school year, especially given how incredibly uneven the online process or the remote education process has been across the Commonwealth. And if we do end up in a situation like that, we are going to have to come up with some kind of a strategy to try to help all the kids who didn't get what they're supposed to get over the last 4 or 5 months of this year get some of that back. The public health issue is real. There's no question about that, which is why we all made the decisions we made with respect to school in the first place. But we talk a lot about some of the inequities that come about as a result of a lot of this dislocation. There's a big inequity going on right now associated with education, and we need to make sure that we recognize that, appreciate it, and deal with it.
Governor Charlie Baker.
In Gloucester, the personal protection equipment situation seems to be okay at the moment, at least, according to Gloucester Public Health Director Karen Carroll.
Well, I think we are doing really well at the moment. Now, we're worried about PPEs like everybody else. There isn't a lot. But we seem to keep having donations, or we got some things from the federal government, some from MEMA. Again, our inventory manager, Phil Harvey, and John Sanger in the fire department are amazing. They were able to repurpose things that maybe a first responder couldn't use, but they would be sufficient in another role for other agencies. So they're kind of looking around and figuring out who can use what where, what the greatest need is. And sometimes, we reach out to other communities, other agencies. We've had different kinds of companies have donated, masks. I think some landscapers or pest control people, if they have these sort of high-tech, really good masks, they're able to donate them. And so we've gotten a lot of materials in from different places. And we also talk closely with our hospitals. They're on our call twice a week as well. And at this point, they're reporting that they're okay for PPEs. They have enough to get through where they're at right now. And, it's not to say that we're not worried about it day to day and that we're not always looking for more materials. But at this point, we're able to provide them for our most immediate high-risk first responders.
That's Gloucester's Public Health Director, Karen Carroll.
Here are several brief updates on coronavirus from around the North Shore from the Salem News. There will be no April vacation for Beverly Schools this year. Superintendent of Schools Suzanne Chicharik announced Thursday that the school committee voted to continue with the remote learning from April 21 through April 24. U.S. Representative Seth Moulton has written Governor Charlie Baker urging Massachusetts designate grocery store workers as emergency personnel, as he praised Baker's efforts to protect those workers, including occupancy guidelines for stores and child care. The move, Moulton said, would open up grocery store workers to priority testing for COVID-19 and personal protection equipment such as masks and gloves. In Danvers, to keep people from losing their place to live during the pandemic, the Danvers Board of Health Monday ordered a temporary moratorium on eviction enforcement for both residential and commercial properties. Danvers also extended due dates for real estate and personal property tax payments and applications for exemptions, along with waiving interest on certain town tax bills paid by June 30.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times. As financial uncertainty deepens each day during the coronavirus crisis, Manchester by the Sea's selectmen and finance committee are doing what they can to alleviate burdens local taxpayers and businesses may face in the coming months. Selectmen voted during a telecom meeting Monday night to move tax day from next month to June 1. This means town folk will have an extra month to turn in their personal property and real estate taxes or file any exemption requests. Town meeting was pushed back to Monday, June 22. The town election will take place the following week on Tuesday, June 30. Both will be held at Manchester Essex Regional High School. Much of Monday's meeting dealt with fiscal year 2021, which begins July 1. Days before the pandemic hit, the fiscal 2021 budget was confirmed at $37.4 million. Now, as many across the nation see their work hours cut or lose their jobs entirely, town officials are doubling back on the proposed spending plan. Over the next month, selectmen and finance committee members will draft a leaner Plan B budget to possibly swap in at town meeting this summer. The Plan B goal is to get the fiscal 2021 property tax increase down from 2.5% to 0%. To do this, $660,000 would need to be cut from the current budget. Much more in this story in today's Gloucester Times.
The number of COVID-19 cases in the Middleton jail has increased to 13 inmates, 3 correctional officers, and 1 contractor as of Thursday, according to the Essex County Sheriff's Department. Julie Manganis writing in today's Salem News that that's more than double the number first reported on Monday when 6 cases were confirmed. Quote, we're continuing to follow healthy and safety protocols set forth by the CDC and the State Department of Public Health, said Gretchen Grosky, a spokesperson for the Sheriff's Department. The jail last month suspended visitation to anyone other than attorneys who are allowed no contact with their clients and increased cleaning at the facility.
According to Michael Cronin in today's Gloucester Times, in Essex, the tempestuous relationship between Conomo Point residents and town officials has heated up again after the town took emergency action Wednesday night to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus. From now until Charlie Baker's stay-in-place advisory is lifted, currently scheduled for May 4, only Essex residents and Gloucester clammers with permits will be allowed on the town's popular peninsula. That means the nearly 100 seasonal leaseholders are not allowed to move in for the time being. The emergency order also closes all public areas during this time frame. This includes Front Beach and the small parking lot across from it, the Conomo Lane parking lot, Conomo Point Park, Clammers Beach, and all roadside parking in the area. The decision was made during a joint meeting of selectmen and the Board of Health on Wednesday. During the telecom meeting, selectmen said Conomo Point residents told them a recent influx of visitors has made it difficult to practice safe social distancing. Police Chief Paul Francis also commented about his concerns for the safety of his officers as they patrol Conomo Point's beaches and streets. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and also have a great weekend ahead. Stay safe, and you can always email us with any comments or suggestions at MSONewsSports@gmail.com, MSONewsSports@gmail.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.